This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They call us walking corpses, unholy living dead.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
More misfits here on air, don't we? Listen to that voice in his spine. Better than Elvis. Not the evil Elvis, the better Elvis. Right, better than Elvis.
I don't want to be in your British hell.
No, I mean, Elvis' voice is probably even better, but this guy has better lyrics. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Georgia. You're on the air, go ahead.
Alex, thank you for all your work over the years. Just wanted to set this up first with a long time inside baseball, political family, grandfather, good friends with JFK. He was a businessman like Trump and then turned politicians, United People. My father, Special Forces, trained in Moton Yards, was the...
Sure, your phone scrambled a little bit. Back off your phone a little bit.
I'm sorry. Anyway, father, Special Forces, trained Moton Yards, saved lives, things like that, went to killer. Know a lot of inside baseball. First of all, I want to say that this is special because it's the first time since the Constitution was created, I believe, that someone's been self-funded. Second of all, people should look instead of who's endorsing Trump to who's against him. Everybody's against him except the American voters. And third of all, Trump, everything is hollow until we address the problem of the war against the families, and that's the divorce court and allowing children to only be raised by the state or one.
Absolutely.
Parent.
Everything is about destroying families and breaking things up. I've even talked to people in the system, the psychologists, the social workers. They say it's screwed up and is anti-family and is anti-father. In fact, I'm friends with one of the guys that actually got the father's, Bill of Rights and father's rights put in Texas, and is now leading the country. And it's just amazing to see that even the insiders who have PhDs realize it's designed to destroy everybody. Great point.
Yeah, I just want to say to James IV, Harrison, I love you, son. I haven't seen you in years, and I'm still fighting for you, buddy. And Trump, everything's hollow, put in an executive order or something where it makes it a God-given right that a parent has to their child.
Absolutely. Well, the state's coming in saying your kids belong to the state. And statistically, the state is the worst parent you can have. I'm not saying there aren't some good people in the state, but, I mean, overall, look at history. Let's look at all these foreign-run orphanages, Russia, the rest of them. I mean, give me a break. Mark in Kansas, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks so much for the opportunity, Alex. First, I'm calling from Kansas City, and I'm answering to something I read from Paul Joseph Watson, quoting him directly. The editorial's panic tone against...
Sir, are you on a headset, too? Because all these calls are overblown.
I'm sorry. I'm not on a speakerphone, and maybe I will back off the microphone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does that help?
Yeah, go ahead.
In Paul Joseph Watson's article, the editorial panic tone again illustrates how not just the Republican establishment, but the neoliberal global elite is absolutely petrified at the prospect of a Trump presidency.
No, I agree. They're scared to death of him. They're trying to stop him. But we got to keep him honest as well and influence him. Like when he came out for refugees, because he didn't know they were a bunch of terrorists, then he came out against. I like the fact that he said when he got more info, he changed his view. It's okay to change your view when you get more info if you don't just flip-flop because of political money. That's the difference. Doing what the people want, what's constitutional, that's where I want to see you change.
And the reason they're petrified is that they don't want to be exposed further, as you've done such a great example in you and others.
And now, all of you have done it, brother. Thank you, Mark. I'll be back this Sunday, by the way, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. with the Sunday transmission. I'll be in studio live. A lot of big special reports coming up as well. I'm going to come in and hand the baton to David Nye straight ahead. I'll be talking to Brian, Anthony, Vince, and others. And we're going to announce the winner of the Snakes on a Plane meme. I kind of like the Snakes on a Plane. Well, that might be the winner, or maybe I haven't decided yet. I'm about to decide.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
I know it's going to be on my playlist today. A lot of George Strait, a lot of Merle Haggard, a lot of Willie Nelson, a lot of Waylon Jennings, a lot of Johnny Paycheck, a lot of Dwight Yoakam.
Amarillo by morning.
And then even more.
Up from
George Strait. Because I need to relax.
I'm
going to go play board games with my kids tonight. Maybe grill outside and just act stupid. I ain't got a dime. But what I got is mine. You know, I'm not rich, but I'm not poor. Because I got to be able to fund this operation and at least have some money held back to deal with enemies and attacks. But the money I have means nothing. After you got a car that doesn't break down on you all the time and you got money for medicine and food for your kids and clothes, money's not my God. Status isn't my God. In fact, it's annoying. And, you know, owning a house, stuff breaks, having to deal with stuff. You learn what Christ said, lay down your possessions and follow me. But the modern world, we're so enslaved to technocracy and machines and computers. They have their dark side. I spend all my time just jacking with property. This is all property here to run this operation. Got to pay taxes on it. Got to get inspected. Got to get harassed. Nothing sounds better than a little three-room log cabin out in the middle of the woods somewhere by Babylon River. And, you know, four or five changes of clothes and a simple life. But so many people never become a celebrity or successful or, you know, become a household name. And so they think it's like some unknown country that if you could get there, you would be fulfilled. The truth is I was never a very narcissistic or worldly person. I'm a very aggressive and confident. That comes off as arrogant and narcissistic. It's not. I'm committed. But I just wish people knew how much Hollywood didn't matter, how much the power structure doesn't matter. Like, I almost don't even want to go out to Hollywood and meet with Chris Carter, even though I like him and he says he's a listener and likes me and says nice things. I want to find out about the CIA and him. That's why I'm excited. Not, oh, hey, maybe I'll do a cameo on your show. Don't care. And I'm not bragging about this. I'm saying people literally freak out and fall down on their faces around movie stars. But it's all hollow. And I've noticed I'm talking to a lot of Hollywood stars and people. Incredibly beautiful women want to have sex with them, but they don't even want anything from them or to marry them. They want them to run to the next star as if they're collecting worth from it. They don't even know how they could get something out of it. It's like, it's so empty, it's so stupid, it's so mindless. It's like all these women show up, I use them as the example, off buses and airplanes every day, beautiful beauty queens. But once they get to L.A., there's all these beauty queens. And they want to be fulfilled. And even if they get in Hollywood movies, they're not fulfilled. That's like one out of 1,000. The others all get into porn, and they're not fulfilled. But they just keep searching the New World Order, the system, the bottomless pit, thinking somewhere down there is the answer. When the answer was in their heart and their soul and their mind the whole time. Nico just ran in with a Wall Street Journal article. Trump reverses his stance on torture. GOP frontrunner had faced criticism from military and legit experts after his comments. See, that makes me like him more. Because that's not flip-flopping. That's him getting informed. And what's crazy is stuff I relay to him, and the Media Matters picks up on this and stuff, but it's just true. I know for a fact, in person and off air, a lot of stuff's been relayed to Trump from me. And I know for a fact certain little birdies told him yesterday and today, stop promoting torture. You don't understand. It doesn't get good answers. He goes, yeah, but they're going to bomb a building and we can find the bombs. People sold him on that. He goes, oh, I get it. Trump is really somebody who you could actually inform and who means well. And that's why they're so scared of him, is they know they've got his phones tapped. They know who he is. They know he's a big, crazy teddy bear who loves women and loves success, and he's not evil. Donald Trump's not evil. And so they're scared of him because they think he's got a heart, just like Ronald Reagan. GOP frontrunner has faced criticism. Leading GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump said today he wouldn't order the U.S. military to break international laws, addressing criticism from military and legal experts and his policies regarding torture and killing the family members of terrorists would violate the Geneva Convention. See, that's why Ventura went from a week ago saying he wouldn't run against Trump to saying I'm ready to. You can say, oh, Ventura won't win. He'll get enough votes in a third party to deep six Trump. So Trump needs to be cozying up to Ventura right now. I know all the inside baseball on that, but he shouldn't get into it on air. Mr. Trump, in a statement to the Wall Street Journal, said he would use every legal power that I have to stop these terrorist enemies. I do, however, understand that the United States is bound by laws and treaties, and I will not order our military or other officials to violate those laws. And he goes on. So, boom, I just went from like, you know, I was like 98% for Trump to like 90% over this. And then the CFR thing, I was like 85%, and I'm being honest about that. Just like Knight was against him, sort of being for him on the vaccines and everything else, and being against NAFTA and TPP and globalism and these bad trade deals, you know, Knight was going for him. And then Knight, you know, starts going, I don't know. I mean, we're just going to be completely transparent here. We're not in some cult of Trump, folks. But the whole power structure is against him. These aren't flip-flops. This is him being smart. A flip-flop's when you get one group pays you to say something and then you change it. Or you say, I'm not going to come after your guns, and you do. Or you say Obamacare is free when you know the thing increases prices. That's lying. That's scamming. He says he will abolish it. He's put his plan out. It's a great plan. So Trump goes on. So good job. Bravo to Trump. That is super news. We'll go to David Knight in a moment and your phone calls and a lot more. And boy, he's got a full slate, so get ready. But that is a very, 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 very positive point. The reason I talk about myself here on air is that's my gauge for how I see the world. And I just want people to know where I stand on all of this. But I don't see the CFR reaching out to him and Gingrich reaching out to him and saying nice things as, oh, my gosh, he sold out. That's the power structure trying good cop when bad cop's not working. And so that's my view on that, and it shows what a serious threat he is. They know stealing the election in front of everybody at the primary is going to blow up, and they know doing it at the convention is going to do it. That's why I've never been more excited. I've never been on more on edge. I hear people saying they're bored. North Korea took the nuclear triggers off 2 days ago. They just shot a missile over Japan. They're threatened to attack. They're run by a psychopath, hereditary dictator. Russia is moving missiles around. I mean, all hell is breaking loose. Saudi Arabia is threatening to attack Russia. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive. And they go, oh, don't fearmonger. I'm not fearmongering. I'm saying we don't need John Kasich with little friendly man speeches saying, let's attack Russia. No, Kasich, let's not do that. I don't get what it is about wimps wanting to start wars all the time. I haven't been in any wars, but I've broke some jaws. And I've defended myself to people who had tubes up their noses and can't talk ever again very good. And I'll just tell you, I'm not proud of that, even though I defended my life. Has Kasich ever grabbed somebody's head and bounced it in the concrete 3 times? Think John Kasich ever punched somebody and broke their jaw or punched somebody's nose right off their face? No. And he sure hadn't run into houses where people are shooting at you like somebody I know in Delta Force. And you're getting shot at, and you throw a hand grenade in, and you go in, there's 15 children blown all over the walls. That's why guys like that don't want to start wars for nothing, because they've been there. And I'm sick of wimps trying to start wars constantly. I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight, but I'm going to say this. I got so upset last hour covering all this, I never even plugged. We won't exist or have reporters to go to Davos, to go to the RNC, the DNC, all this. And I'm not bitching. We've built all this thanks to your support. But we got incredible water filters, the best price. We got game-changing nutraceuticals like Liver Shield and X2 and Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex is back in. And the best squirrelable foods at the lowest prices. We go out and we find them. So you need the items we've got. And we need the funds to operate this place. We got 50% off colloidal silver. That ends at the end of the weekend or when supplies run out. It may be earlier. The Brain Force is the best nootropic out there. We got it all. You need it. We need the funds. It's a win-win. Let's do this. I want major funds to pour into the coffers this Friday. I'm making decisions next week on reporters and where we're going and who we're hiring and what we're doing. And I think my crew's awesome, too. I want to give some people around here little raises and bonuses. I need the money to do that. So if you believe in what we're doing, we believe in you. We're all in the fight. Supply us in the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We're skipping this network break, though. I do the fourth hour. It doesn't even matter. I did a fourth hour so I can take a few breaks out of the day because they get more breaks anyways. That's how my weird brain works. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Those are the coordinates. If you haven't bought X2, you're nuts. It's pure iodine. The other stuff doesn't get absorbed. You will detoxify. You may feel like crap 2 weeks in, but after that, get ready. Go read the rave reviews. 5-star. Go read Liver Shield. Let's see what it does. Go get the Oxy Powder. Go get the, DNA Force, a bunch of stuff sold out. Get the Survival Shield. Get the Silver Bullet. Get the products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got to tell you right now, David Knight, it is very exciting. I'm going to get out here in a few minutes because you got a full slate to see what's happening. It's also scary to see the persecution of Patriot groups. They could just start arresting people forever. Saying, you know, that they supported the Bundys and support private property. You got that going on. But first, Trump, what do you make of that circus, that bloodbath? It was like Gladiator, the movie, where they just keep putting everybody up against him, ganging up on him,
yeah.
You know, with five lions and, you know, tigers and everything else, and the top gladiator can't beat him. Megyn Kelly was like channeling a satanic spirit. She was beautiful, but looked like the essential, evil, beautiful witch, like she wanted to murder Trump. Just the power trip of these people, the demonization, and now Trump coming out against torture. Because, to be clear, if somebody's wife, like in San Bernardino, is aiding and abetting, is connected, say, we're going to arrest you, we're going to prosecute you, we're going to lock you in prison. That's incentive enough to say we're going to kill your wife. Okay, I get Trump's statement. Okay, but you don't codify it, you don't put it into law, you don't engage in things like that. And let's just not lie, torture is part of war, it happens, you don't condone it, you don't push it, it happens here and there, you sure don't light it up in Christmas tree lights like it's a great thing. David Knight, I mean, this is just such a battle between good and evil right now. I've never seen such an amazing time to be alive. I just can't, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Alex, you know, this deeply disturbed me to hear Donald Trump talking about bringing back the enhanced interrogation, as the Bush administration called it. And it's incredibly disingenuous for people like Michael Hayden, who was Bush's CIA director, when this stuff was going on.
He's running the whole thing.
To come back and say, hey, you know, this is a violation of international law, and try to take the moral high ground. It was a trap by the neocons who were coming after Donald Trump. And he walked into it, but now he's pulled it back. I'm glad to see that he says, look, we understand this is against international law. It's a violation of the Geneva Convention. It should be. We executed people for doing water torture to our troops after World War II. This is not a way to get information. It doesn't work. It puts us on the side of evil, and you don't torture suspects. That's the key.
They want us to do it so they can get rid of all of our due process and do it to the Patriots. They would love to be waterboarding the Bundys right now, guaranteed.
Oh, absolutely. And we look at somebody like Michael Hayden, and they say, well, he's a GOP hawk, and he's putting this out there. Let's understand, Michael Hayden was appointed to the head of the NSA by Bill Clinton.
And let's go further. That little pansy was a quarterback of torture and illegal spying.
Yeah.
So for him to think the public's dumb and flip and then act like Trump's bad, I actually liked Trump being honest about torture.
Yes.
I mean, that's why he's better than them. He doesn't sneak around and do it, see, because he thinks it's okay.
Exactly. You've got the people who actually did it now claiming that they have the moral high ground. Say, whoa, we would refuse orders. I'm going to talk about what's going on with these people and what's going on in the wake of the all the people being arrested across the country, as well as the special agent who was in charge there, Dan Love. I've got multiple articles from across Utah and Nevada, sheriffs who are complaining about him, county commissioners who are complaining about Dan Love, the guy who ran this. And I have to say, at what point... are citizens allowed to stand up and disobey illegal
orders?
Well,
David, they were pointing guns at you there in a ravine on the side of the highway saying don't walk forward. As press, you walk forward. Fox News did, too. I wonder if they're going to arrest you, but leave Fox News alone because you dared aim a camera at them. They've arrested David Bundy for that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they did with David Bundy. Look, they put up a First Amendment area. That's something that even the governor of Nevada complained about.
Maybe they'll arrest him?
Yeah, exactly. The First Amendment is not an area. You don't get a
And that's been adjudicated hundreds of times, and that's why the feds are going to get greedy. Yeah. They won their battle out in Oregon. Now these leftists that run it are licking their chops. They want to start some jihad against us. It's sick. Speaking of Hayden, the little grimy creature, let's go ahead and go to this guy, talking about he has the moral high ground against torture. No, he ordered people to do it, and when they got caught, he sent them to prison. He's 10 times worse than Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Absolutely.
What do you think about a President Trump or any of these Republicans and some of the stuff they say that strikes me as crazy?
I would be incredibly concerned if a President Trump governed in a way that was consistent with the language that candidate Trump expressed during the campaign.
What language? Like what?
Casting for a perv, that's what I hired in Hollywood.
We're going to do waterboarding and a whole lot more because they deserve it.
Yeah.
We did.
What about killing the terrorist families?
Families. Oh,
my God.
Let me give you a punch.
I mean, that never even occurred to you, right? I mean, you.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bull. They tortured families.
And you're a real badass.
You're a liar.
You're a
real badass.
Of course.
Let me give you a punch.
You never fought anybody.
Right? If he were to order that once in government, the American Armed Forces would refuse to act.
What? Oh, well, that's
no.
That's
they
quite
followed your orders.
It's
I thought the whole thing was we.
And then when they got caught, you'd let them go to prison. Orders.
You cannot. Alex, you are not committed. You're so, not required. In fact, you are required.
I just can't stand to see this guy from what I've heard him say.
And now he's saying you don't follow illegal orders.
Wow. But let me tell you, we have, when he says you don't follow illegal orders, we had a speech that he gave at Washington
well,
and
Lee
University.
Well, he's saying that because they have torture warrants. He says you don't do it because they deserve it. You do it because you need to.
Well, let me tell you, you know, going back, he was not only CIA, but he was NSA. And he was speaking at Washington Lee University to the legal people there. And we've covered this in the past. We still have this clip. And he says to the students there, he said, oh, you know, we're talking about whatever it is, Section 123 of the code to spy on people after 9/11. He goes, I didn't need 123. I didn't need any stinking law from the Congress. I had a direct order from the president. And he got, you know, in their face about that. It's like, oh, really? You don't need the Constitution, Michael Hayden.
And
you
I'm not
got
against
a direct
Nellies.
Order from the president.
I'm not against effeminate men, okay? That's fine. My issue is, why is it always these weird effeminate men who you would expect to see, you know, at a gay cocktail bar? Why is it always them talking about tough guys and killing and murder and all this?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This guy represented himself as a libertarian on stage with Judge Napolitano, and the moderator as well as Judge Napolitano and the audience looked at him like, what? He goes, yeah, like Judge Napolitano, I'm a libertarian too. And it's like, you're joking. This is the guy who says he doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the laws that Congress passes because
he's well, now he's a chameleon because he knows how popular libertarianism. So that's the good news. What do you make of the stunning clip? Let's get it ready and we're going to go to break. I'm going to punch out and let you take over. Gingrich coming out and saying secret societies, the elite, he's not part of it, channeling yours truly. This shows how the liberty movement has taken over, that now Gingrich, a consummate globalist, he's high level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is now a chameleon role. Let's play that clip.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot
Why?
Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
And again, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, in the richest county, Rockwall. Because I was good looking from a good family, I had multiple rich groups, I mean billionaire groups. When I was in high school, tried to recruit me into secret societies. So again, Rich is saying that, folks, let me explain something. In most elite circles, there are all these, there's a panopticon of secret societies that are feeder groups into the Illuminati, as you saw with the Scalia. And so what he's saying there is real. For me, David, I want to ask this question. How big is it that they're talking that clearly now about reality? What's really happening here?
Well, Alex, just as we were talking about Michael Hayden calling himself a libertarian, I can remember 25 years ago when I was working in the Libertarian Party, nobody even knew what that word was. You would talk to people, they would say a librarian party, whatever. We don't understand what that is. So it's become part of the vernacular. And the idea, the understanding, I should say, not the idea, but the understanding that we have a secret globalist cabal. I've said the GOP needs to rename itself the Globalist Oligarch Party because that's what they really are. That has become, people have woken up to that as well. And so when we see Gingrich talking about this, to me, I think he's inoculating himself by this. I think he's positioning himself. I don't think he's on our side any more than I think Michael Hayden is.
What about gay old pedophiles?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I don't think that this is genuine even more than I think that Hayden is genuine. But they both understand that these that people understand. People have woken up. They understand what the libertarian movement is about. They know what libertarians are now. They know about these secret societies. And so they tried to inoculate themselves from it by talking about it. I'm concerned. I still believe that Senator Sessions has more sway with the Donald Trump camp. He's been working with them since
I want
August.
Sessions. We need to push for Sessions to be the VP.
Yeah, but I'm concerned about
they
the
put
Richard
Gingrich
Haas
in there. I did not like Stone earlier saying that.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the Richard Haas stuff. And remember, it was Ronald Reagan who was the first president for a long, long time, I think, since the CFR had been created that wasn't a CFR member. People can check me on the facts of that. Nevertheless, Ronald Reagan was not a member, but when he got in, he appointed, 350, 360 people from the CFR throughout the State Department. So we have to be aware of that. We have to be speaking about that to make that part of the
absolutely, David. I'm going to throw the baton to you again, listeners and viewers. Spread the word. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Great coverage last night of the debate by the crew. So bravo to David, Jakari, Lynn, and everybody else that made it all possible. The folks behind the scenes. We're working hard for you. We're in this together. Thank you for your support. Thank you for buying the products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Don't wait. Go try Brainforce. Go try X2. Go try Survival Shield. Go try the colloidal silver, 50% off. Help fund us because we're doing some budget planning next week. In fact, I'm going to be out some next week. David's going to be in doing serious budget planning. There's so much of a war, it's decisions I have to make about major rollouts and some big plans. So help us know with a vote by purchasing products.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
David, nice 3 minutes
Alex
out.
Jones
stay with
us. And the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, March the 4th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Rob Dew. We're going to take a look at the meme contest. We're actually going to judge the meme contest. I'm also going to take Brian in Texas, who's been holding for a while, to talk about healthcare. I want to get to him as well. And I want to talk about what's going on with the arrest of all these people who are supporting the Bundys at the standoff. I was there covering it, and I've got to tell you, I'm very deeply disturbed by these criminal complaints that I saw. I haven't seen the indictment, but I'm assuming the indictment is the same as the criminal complaints. It does not match at all with what I saw there. I think this is an incredible case of government overreach, and now they're expanding this. They arrested another 12 people. And we're going to cover that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we've got a sale on Silver Bullet, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, a very high concentration of silver. It is something that's not going to go bad for you. You need this as part of your preparation supplies. Right now, you can get it at 50% off. That's a huge saving at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, quickly, I want to go over what's going on. This is an article on InfoWars.com by Kurt Nemo. Government considers Bundy supporters to be domestic terrorists. He points out that two more of Clive and Bundy's sons, David and Mel, were arrested by federal agents yesterday. They already had two sons that were arrested up in Oregon. That was Ammon and Ryan. You know, quite frankly, when I was there, I never saw David or Melvin. Ammon was a spokesperson. He was talking to the press. Ryan was there as well. David had been arrested before we got there. He had been transported, which is a very long distance, over an hour, down to Las Vegas, because that entire area is Clark County, from Las Vegas all the way up to Bunkerville. He'd been transported down there, arrested for taking pictures of these agents. You know, you're not allowed to take pictures of your masters. Don't look them in the eye, because that's a threat, okay? You look at them in the eye, you take a picture of them, that's perceived to be a threat. And, of course, that's what we're seeing in these indictments, all kinds of imagined threats, conspiracy charges to do this, conspiracy charges to do that. They didn't say they hurt anybody, okay? The people who did hurt people, the people who should be arrested, are these BLM agents. Nevertheless, they transported him all the way to Las Vegas. Then they just turned him out on the street. They didn't charge him with anything, but now they have arrested him. They're probably, if they get through with these and get these charges to stick in federal court, they will put them in jail for decades. They have arrested 12 people in six states. And this statement from the U.S. Attorney Daniel Bogden said in a statement, this investigation began the day after the assault against federal law enforcement officers and continues to this day, he said. We will continue to work to identify the assaults and their role in the assault and the aftermath in order to ensure that justice is served. So this is something that they have ongoing. One of the people arrested, they're making a big deal out of this because he was a political activist up in New Hampshire. His name is DeLimas. He was one of the four co-chairs of an auxiliary group that was supporting Donald Trump, Veterans for Trump in New Hampshire. It's not a formal part of the Trump campaign, but you have corporate media, as Kurt Nemo points out, is making a big deal out of that connection. Now, his wife is also a New Hampshire state representative. As he came out of the court as part of this indictment, supporters were there in New Hampshire. They were, and this is reported by the New Hampshire Union Leader, the crowd of supporters that were there for him were singing God Bless America as he was led out of the courtroom today or yesterday. Supporters held hands, joined in prayer just outside the door to courtroom four before declaring, tyranny has come to New Hampshire. This is not my America. I couldn't say it better myself. I am absolutely outraged that people like Michael Hayden would say that you should disobey orders by a president to torture people when he presided over an institution that was the institution doing the torture, calling it enhanced interrogation. That kind of parsing of the language, those kinds of lies, they are masters at that. And, of course, people like Michael Hayden, who work with the NSA, who work with the CIA, are masters of deception. That's what this dark government is about. It's about deception. And to say that these people have a right to disobey immoral, unconstitutional laws like torture, and to say that we as citizens don't have the right to disobey unlawful, immoral, unconstitutional orders from our government. Let me tell you about the man who was in charge of this standoff, Dan Love. Here's something from the Salt Lake Tribune. This was back in October of 2014. Public enemy number one for rural Utah sheriffs just happens to be a fellow peace officer. You hear that? Rural sheriffs versus a federal law enforcement agent. Who is that? Dan Love, the BLM's special agent in charge. Elected law enforcement officers, they say in the Salt Lake Tribune, from Nephi to Blanding, call him an arrogant, dishonest bully who has little regard for local authority and dodges accountability, derailing a collaborative approach to police work on the state's federal lands. They want to have nothing to do with the local law enforcement. He repudiates and gets in the faces of the people who are elected law enforcement and elected county commissioners or local elected officials. Love reportedly just laughed when Garfield County Sheriff James Denny Perkins relayed ranchers' complaints about federal officers removing plastic feed tubes from the range and threatening the ranchers with litter citations. He drew early controversy during the undercover probe of artifacts, trafficking, and blanding in 2009. In that particular probe, you had a doctor, Dr. Red, who was this is a small town, very remote rural area, as Senator Orrin Hatch said to Department of Justice, Eric Holder. So I can't really get those two in my mind. There's such cognitive dissonance to talk about Department of Justice and Eric Holder. But Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah said to him, he said, we have such a hard time getting doctors to serve these remote, low-population rural areas. This guy was deeply beloved by his community. They came after him. Dan Love came after him. There was a bead that was half the size of a dime. They valued it at $2,000 so they could get a felony charge for him. They burst onto his land with over 100 agents, took him, manhandled him, put him in his garage, tied him up, interrogated him for over 4 hours, told him his life was over, his medical career was over, and he subsequently committed suicide, along with the informant who talked about this and two other people. This is the kind of in-your-face iron fist that this special agent from the BLM, Dan Love, is ruling with. Now, I say top state officials, even in Utah, want Love to go. This is untenable, said Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. There comes a time when personalities get in the way of productivity, and for his part, they say, Dan Love is not talking. Now, we have another sheriff, Rick Eldridge of Perkins and San Juan County, said rangers pull over citizens without probable cause, even in areas where they have no jurisdiction. They bully ranch hands. They berate tourists for parking vehicles off of dirt roads and illegally closed roads. Federal officers refuse to help with searches and rescues, and when they do, they get in the way. Now, this is what we've seen also in Oregon. Of course, Dan Love is not up in Oregon. He is over Utah and Nevada. But we have seen this in Oregon as well. That's why we had the sheriff up there in Grant County, Palmer, who was trying to help the people in his area. Now they're coming after that sheriff. They're trying to get his law enforcement credentials removed. That's what happens when sheriffs stand up to this kind of tyranny from the federal government. We got a Paiute County sheriff that was reported a couple of days ago talking about the Forest Service personnel. And he says, if I have to, I'm going to deputize every man, woman, and child in this county to stop these people. What do we do when they come against our elected officials? There was a ride of ATVs in a park area that was shut down by Dan Love. They called it the Recapture Ride because it was in, I think, a Recapture Canyon. This is an area who had ATVs. And this has been promoted, been done for many, many years, a trail where they allowed them to ride the ATVs through these vast, vast number of acres that the government claims that they own. And it's being ruled by this guy, Dan Love, as if he was a sheriff of Nottingham. And as they were writing these, they did a protest. And this is really more than anything about jurisdictional conflicts. This is led by some county commissioners, but they had hundreds of people there. They arrested five people for this protest ride through the canyon. One of those five people was one of the outspoken daughters of the doctor. And, of course, the doctor himself had been charged previously with some crimes he had won in court. This is a pattern of behavior we've seen over and over again with these people from the federal government. They come after somebody with a ridiculous charge, they lose in court, and then it becomes a multi-year vendetta for them until they get even. And that's what we're now seeing in the Bundy Ranch standoff. One of the people, one of the county commissioners who was part of that recapture ride, that protest ride, was that the BLM came after him, tried to get a 16-month sentence against him, jail term, 16 months, although the maximum sentence would have been 12 months. They tried for 16 months. Instead, they got 10 days. But they charged him a fine of $96,000, claiming that there was damage done to government land and that he was ultimately responsible for this. We've even had other special agents in charge from the Bureau of Land Management complain about this. Steve Martin, talking about what happened at the Bundy Ranch, said he was listening to details of a clandestine operation in Arizona. He's based in Arizona. He said he was listening to details in the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Artesia, New Mexico, And he said the plan was full of unduly optimistic bravado, and it lacked a key ingredient, cooperation with the county sheriff. And he said, I remember thinking, is this still the BLM? This is something that has been going on since 1978. At that time, they got their first 15 agents. They dressed them like park rangers. They gave them pistols. But then throughout the 80s, they began militarizing this organization. And we have to understand, as Ron Paul has said, if they get these weapons, if they militarize themselves, they're going to use it against you. And we've seen this now with the Department of Education doing SWAT teams against people that are behind in their student loans. It is absolutely amazing. You have to understand, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller, who said, you know, first they came for this group, then they came for that one. First they came for the miners, and nobody did anything about that. Then they came after the loggers, and people said, well, I would rather let the forest burn than to let these people earn a living taking out deadwood. And that's truly what has happened now. Then they came for the ranchers. You got all these people in the city say, I hate people who are rednecks who live out in the forest. They don't understand what's going on with this. Now they are coming for the sheriffs. Do you understand what's happening now? They're coming for the sheriffs. They're coming for the journalists. They're coming for the protesters. That's where we are with this tyranny. They're going to be coming for you in your little comfortable suburban home. They're going to round you up. And if they don't put you in a FEMA camp, they're going to put you in a city with their Agenda 21. Rob, what are your comments about this?
David, you're on fire as usual. It totally defies logic, but this is, you see this anytime the federal government thinks they're above the law.
Oh, they are.
And you're really, when you get brought up on charges, you're almost better off either taking a deal or letting them win the first time, because they will keep bringing charges against you. I've heard story after story from people. I had one, this company used to make gentian violet, and they used to put it in chicken feed because it would keep the chickens from getting salmonella and worms. Wow. Okay, you didn't hear about salmonella and in the 70s. The 80s, the feds went against these guys, and they beat them. The gentian violet producers beat them. They went to court six more times, so they finally beat him. Said, well, this causes cancer. You can't put this in chicken feed. Now we got salmonella in eggs. So, you know, it's just the government doesn't care if it's wrong.
Yeah.
It only cares if it wins.
That's right.
It does not care at all.
We got the FDA. We got the DEA. We got all these tyrannies. We got the EPA putting fines on people, thinking that they own
polluting
all the property.
River.
Even. Yeah, they're the ones who are making the massive pollution, blowing up that gold mine. Everybody told them it was going to happen. And even the retired mining engineer said they're doing this so they can create a super fun for themselves and expand their fiefdom. I think the real remedy for this, for the moment, what we can do as citizens, we have to educate each other on jury nullification. The Bundys are going to be coming up for trial.
Yeah.
It made me sick to see this county commissioner convicted in this court. It made me sick to see the Hammonds convicted in court. People need to stop being sheep. You need to understand that when you're a juror, you need to look at this and say, is it warranted for the government to send the Bundys to jail for 40 years for what happened there? Wasn't the actions of Dan Love and the BLM, weren't they far worse than anything that happened in that standoff? You have to look at this and say, all right, they got scared because weapons were brandished. You know, when they cleared Dan Love of a wrongful death, they said, you know, just having firearms and pointing them at people, that really didn't constitute an assault. But that's what they're saying about the Bundys. They have a double standard that is so incredible. We have to say, look, I understand what's going on, and even if this was a conspiracy to stop the government from moving this cattle, I don't agree with the penalties that you are applying with this, and I am not going to find these people guilty. And these charges are lies. They're charging Cliven Bundy with with threatening them with firearms. He never carried firearms the days that we were there. He wasn't even at the standoff at the washout. It's absolutely incredible. This is a criminal government, and we could go on and on about this. But again, there's a judge that charged the BLM with criminal conspiracy. You don't hear anything about that. In another case in Nevada, Hagee case, he charged the BLM with it. Nothing about that in the mainstream press. Absolutely nothing. They get away with literally with murder.
They pick and choose, and now it's a Trump staffer, just about, is what they're calling this guy.
Yeah.
Got arrested, and he's just involved in his own little group. But they're trying to tie it to Donald Trump. And then you got this meme contest that Alex put out yesterday. It was a flash meme contest. $1,000 for the winner. We're going to put out the winner today. We're gonna pick it here.
We want to do this, and we want to have a little bit of fun with that. Before, while we're still on something kind of serious, Brian in Texas has been holding for a very long time. We're going to talk about health care. Let's go to Brian. I know he's been holding for a long time. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, David, Rob. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys today. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Very good, thank you. Hey, I got a question about healthcare, and let me build this scenario before I ask you guys. Okay, so let's say Donald Trump is elected president, and let's say, like in his book, he gets he takes care of all the waste, abuse, and fraud in the government, and that saves a lot of money. Let's say we get rid of the Department.
Did you see his Did you see his healthcare plan that they didn't talk about in the debate last night that he published yesterday? A 7-point healthcare plan. Okay.
Absolutely, I did. Yeah, sure. But anyway. So let's say we save a lot of money. He brings the corporate jobs back over by cutting the corporate tax rate. Let's just say the economy is flourishing after he gets elected. Now, my question is based around the single-payer healthcare system. Now, I'm a major advocate for a free market. I think it works. I think it's great. But concerning healthcare, with that scenario in place that I described, and could a single health, assuming that we have honest people in government, make with that assumption. Could a single healthcare plan work? Could it be effective in any way? And if
I don't agree. I think that when you eliminate competition, listen, when Hillary Clinton was pushing her healthcare takeover back in the beginning of the Clinton administration, they kept saying we need a single care, single payer healthcare because it's going to make things cheaper. No, competition makes things cheaper. Yeah. If you look at Donald Trump's plan, what he has here are multiple aspects to give us price transparency so we can make decisions, give us the ability to make the purchases ourselves, to create competition between health insurance companies, to remove this restriction of trade that is around state lines. Right now, they cannot trade across state lines. What is wrong with that? I mean, one of the charges against the Bundys is that they inhibited interstate commerce. The government is inhibiting interstate commerce with health care providers. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. They would allow this kind of transparency, letting people know what the costs are in hospitals and clinics. There's nothing in this plan at all. There's 7 points, there's nothing in here at all about having a single payer plan.
Anything run by the government is designed to fail, cost way too much,
yes,
and be inefficient.
Yes.
That is the hallmark of a government plan.
Yes.
So you're never going to have any, whatever that, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be building a bridge. It's not going to work. It's going to be cost too much, and it'll break in a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what they do. It's,
right.
You know, that there's many problems. There's many reasons why that is.
Hang on. We're going to be right back, and we're going to go to this meme contest.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a model of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Rob Dew. We're going to take a look at the meme contest. We're going to pick a winner right now in this segment. You know, ridicule is a very powerful weapon. It's one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Hillary Clinton is well aware of that. And so we want to encourage that. And, of course, this is a $1,000 contest we're doing right now.
Right.
But to help us do this type of thing, remember, we've got a sale on Silver Bullet, 50% off. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Support your health. Support our operations so we can continue to get in their face and ridicule these tyrants. Let's take a look at some of these memes.
Rob, so this tweet in over a day got 92,000 impressions. Here's a finalist number one. It's got the lizards. So there you go. I'll center it up for you. I got it. I'll get it for you. There we go. So there's some, I turned them on to lizards. No title necessary. That was a good one. This also got 687 replies. Here's number two. This is the one Alex likes. I like this one too. This is good. Snakes on a plane.
And that's just amazing. Had, that picture of Jeb Bush.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't believe that was real.
Little weasel. and we had three different people who submitted a Snakes on a Plane version. This was the first one, James. So I put him as the final. I didn't take the other two. Losing control has never been so funny. I like that one. This is another good one. Plain stupid. We're both pun guys, so yeah. We like these puns. Trump fired us all, and we didn't have jobs to start with.
I really like that one.
Here's another good one. That face you make as you screw Lady Liberty, Infowars.com. Here's another one. If you don't know what's wrong here, you are also a part of the problem. All right. Here's another good one. America thinks we're conservatives.
I like that one. I like that.
I'll put that one aside.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah.
Here we go. So whenever Trump brings up 28 pages out at the Fed or peace with Russia, let's just call him a racist bigot. That's it. That's how we do it. Here's another good one. They still don't know we're working for Hillary. Americans still think there are two parties.
Oh, that's great, too.
These
like
pig
that.
Bellies. Now, this one, this is George Bush as the Emperor Palpatine. He's giving them orders, and they're all loving it.
Help us, Obi-Wan. Exactly. Your only hope.
Fakes on a plane. Fakes on a plane. This one is a little crass. And this is the last of the official finalists. And then I said, Trump didn't build his business. And they all laugh about it. And then here's one I did last night. And then this is one Kit Daniels did. After we steal it from Trump, we'll pretend to hate Hillary. So, you know, that's 15 finalists there. Of that, just in one day, we got a lot of great entries. There's plenty of entries to choose from, and you know, I think where we're at though is Snakes on a Plane, and you like
that one. Like that one. I like the one about conservatives because it really, you know, that are the two parties.
So here's the Snakes on a Plane one. The lizard one's really good, yeah. But we don't.
But I like the picture of Jeb. So I mean, you can cover up Jeb with a liver. I mean,
exactly.
That is just. No, he is the lizard face.
The little pot belly.
Yeah.
Little pot belly right there.
Oh.
Let's see. Where's this other one? Oh, that face you make is. I think these are our three finalists right here. Right there. And so I guess we get to choose. I don't know.
Should we flip a Hillary coin and see which one wins 6 times in a row?
Anybody? Daria, what do you think? We'll let Daria decide. We're going to put her on the spot. Which one do you think wins out of these? Which one? This one?
These two. Narrow it down.
All right, narrow it down to these two. Nico, all right.
Nico, what do you think?
Nico, what do you think?
Snakes are conservatives.
Clock is ticking.
Let's go with conservatives.
Okay, America thinks we're conservatives. So that would be can't stump the Trump.
Whoa, there you go.
Can't Trump stump supporter. The Trump. That's their.
That is an amazing meme. That's the way you take these people down. You ridicule them. It's a very powerful weapon.
RobD@InfoWars.com. Send me an email.
Can't stump
the Trump. We'll get in contact with you. Get you that $1,000 winning. Snakes on a Plane, you almost made it. There was three of those. That was James Russell's the third.
And thanks to everybody for entering. These are all great memes. Spread these memes out. That's how, it's not just this one tweet. Tweet them, Nev. Just keep tweeting them. Tweet them.
Very powerful.
Tweet them.
InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, Fox knows how powerful that is. They did it last night to Donald Trump in the debate.
That's right. Lots of graphics. For...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.